Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memar Avram Goldar and today we're second Zbeya Daf Yud Aleph, the first parak Beis Shanol the Biyantiv. So the three daves we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis stated that if the doves were inside the pigeonhole when one designated them before Yantiv, but the only doves he found on Yantiv were on the ledge in front of the pigeonhole, they are prohibited. However, if before Yantiv there were no birds there in the vicinity of the dovecote except these, then they're permitted. The Gemara asks what the circumstances of the last case were. If the doves could fly, then maybe they flew away and others came. If they can only hop, then if there was a pigeonhole within 50 amas, they could hop there. If there was not a pigeonhole within 50 amas, then it's obvious they are permitted, since any bird that is too young to fly does not hop more than 50 amas from its nest. Gemara answers that the Mishnah refers to a case where there is another pigeonhole within 50 amas, ukagon dekaima bekeren zavis. However, it's located on the other side of the corner of the building. The Mishnah is coming to teach that a young bird will only continue to hop as long as it can turn around and see its pigeonhole. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Beisham may say, Ein nosin etzo or lifnei adorsim. One may not place an animal hide, will be trampled on, and one may not even pick it up unless there's a kazayas of meat on it. But Beis Hillel permit these activities. Rashi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph explained that Beis Hillel is lenient for some chizyanta, for people were not allowed to move the hide and put it where it will be trampled on. One might refrain from shechting an animal on Yantiv for fear that its hide will spoil. The Gemara asks why spreading chalav over pegs on Yantiv to prevent the chalav from spoiling is prohibited on Yantiv, given that the same concern applies. If people are not permitted to spread the piece of chalav and expose them to air, they might refrain from shechting on Yantiv for fear the chalav will spoil. The Gemara answers that in the case of the hide, it's not evident that it was spread out for tanning, because it's also fit for sitting on. People assume the Rabbanim permitted it for sitting, but in the case of the chalav, people will say spreading it out was to prevent spoilage. What difference does it make if I salt it or I spread it out? And they'll come to salt the chalav on Yantav, which is a derisive prohibition. And point number three, Ula said, there are three cases in which the Rabbanim permitted their final phase on account of their initial phase, meaning the final phase was permitted because of the apprehension that if it's forbidden, people might refrain from engaging in the initial phase. Rashi explains that in most of these cases, the final phase serves no direct yantav-related purpose, yet it's permitted so that people not refrain from the initial phase. The first case is orlifnei adorsim, placing a hide will be trampled on. If people are not allowed to spread the hide, which is the final phase, they'll not shecht, which is the initial phase. The second case is replacing the shutters of vendor stalls. If vendors have to leave their shutters open the entire day, they'll be reluctant to remove the shutters in the first place for people to purchase their needs for the yantiv meal. The third case is the replacement of a dressing on the wound of a cone in the temple on yantiv. If the cone is prohibited from replacing the bandage, he might choose to keep it on and refrain from performing the avoda. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Beis stated that if the doves were inside the pigeonhole, when one designated them before Yantiv, but the only doves he found on Yantiv were on the ledge in front of the pigeonhole, they are prohibited. Im ein sham elahem hariyam mutarim. However, if before Yantiv there were no birds there in the vicinity of the dovecote, except these, then they're permitted. The Gemara asks what the circumstances of the last case were. If the doves could fly, then maybe they flew away and others came. If they could only hop, then if there was a pigeonhole within 50 amas, they could hop there. If there was not a pigeonhole within 50 amas, then it's obvious that they're permitted, since any bird that's too young to fly does not hop more than 50 amas from its nest. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah refers to a case where there is another pigeonhole within 50 amas, ukagon dekaima bekeren zavis. However, it's located on the other side of the corner of the building. The Mishnah is coming to teach that a young bird will only continue to hop as long as it can turn around and see its pigeonhole. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai may say, a nosin etzo or lifnei adorsim. One may not place an animal hide, will be trampled on, and one may not even pick it up unless there's a kazayas of meat on it. Beis Hillel matirim, but Beis Hillel permit these activities. Rashi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph explained that Beis Hillel is lenient for some chizyantiv, for people were not allowed to move the hide and put it where it will be trampled on, one might refrain from shechting an animal on yantiv for fear that its hide will spoil. The Gemara here asks why spreading chalav over pegs on yantiv to prevent the chalav from spoiling is prohibited on yantiv, given that the same concern applies. If people are not permitted to spread the pieces of chalav and expose them to air, they might refrain from shechting them on yantiv for fear the chalav will spoil. The Gemara answers that in the case of the hide, it's not evident that it was spread out for tanning, because it's also fit for sitting on. People assume the Rabbanim permitted it for sitting. But in the case of the challah, people will say spreading it out was to prevent spoilage. What difference does it make if I salted or spread it out? And they'll come to salt challah on Yantiv, which is a deraisa, prohibition. And point number three, Ula said, Shosh advarim hitiru sofen mishum tchilasan. There are three cases in which the Rabbanim permitted their final phase on account of their initial phase, meaning the final phase was permitted because of the apprehension that if it's forbidden, people might refrain from engaging in the initial phase. Rashi explains that in most of these cases, the final phase serves no direct Yantiv-related purpose, yet it's permitted so that people will not refrain from the initial phase. The first case is Orlifnei Dorsin, placing a hide will be trampled on it. People are not allowed to spread a hide, which is the final phase. They will not shecht, which is the initial phase. The second case is replacing shutters of vendor stalls. If vendors have to leave their shutters open the entire day, they will be reluctant to remove the shutters in the first place for people to purchase the needs for the Yantiv meal. And the third case is the replacement of a dressing on the wound of a kohen in the temple on Yantiv. If the kohen is prohibited from replacing the bandage, he might choose to keep it on and refrain from performing the avoda. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Yud Alef, and our standard simon is stars, because the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on and was in front of a vendor that was putting back his window shutters. Once again, in slow motion. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars. Stars? That must be more in Daf Yud Alef. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Yoram Beis Day that if doves were inside the pigeonhole when one designated them before Yantiv, but the only doves he found in Yantiv were on the ledge in front of the pigeonhole, they are prohibited. However, if before Yantiv there were no birds there in the vicinity of the dovecote except these, then they are permitted. The Gemara clarifies the last case is where there is another pigeonhole within 50 amos, the Kagon Dekaim of a Karen Zavis. However, it's located on the other side of the corner of the building. The Mishnah is coming to teach that a young bird will only continue to hop as long as it can turn around and see its pigeonhole. So the cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner of the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on, which reminds the Gemara why it's permitted to spread hides but not to spread chalev. If there's an equal concern if they were prohibited, people might refrain from shechting and yantim. The Gemara answers then, in the case of the hide, it's not evident that it was spread out for tanning because it's also fit for sitting on. People assume the Rabbanim permitted it for sitting. But in the case of the chalev, people will say spreading it out was to prevent spoilage. And they'll say, what difference does it make if I salt it or spread it out? And they'll come to salt chalev on yantiv, which is a derisive prohibition. So the cute little bird leaving the trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on and was in front of a vendor that was putting back his window shutters. Which reminds us, Ula said, Shoshidvarim hitiru sofen mishum tchilasan. There are three cases in which the Rabbanim permitted their final phase on account of their initial phase. The first case is Orlifnei Dorsin, placing a hide where it will be trampled on. If people are not allowed to spread a hide, they'll not shecht. The second case is replacing shutters of vendor stalls. If vendors have to leave their shutters open the entire day, they'll be reluctant to remove the shutters in the first place for people to purchase their needs for the Yantiv meal. And the third case is replacement of a dressing on the wound of a kohen in the temple on Yantiv. If the kohen is prohibited from replacing the bandage, he might choose to keep it on and refrain from performing the avoda. So once again, the cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on and was in front of a vendor that was putting back his window shutters. All right, now it's time for our two-blot back chazara. Daf test. So the simmer daf test is a teapot. So here goes. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot. Teapot? That must be more on daf test. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next, which reminds us, it's Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether one is permitted to take a dovecote ladder from one shovach to the next. And Rav Chanan bar Ami said the Malchus applies only in the case of one who carries a ladder in a Rishus Rabim, where he might be observed, for Beis Shammai hold, Haro Omer Lahatich Gagahu Tzarech, that one onlooker might assume that he's carrying a ladder because he needs to plaster his roof. Whereas Beis Hillel hold, since he's carrying a ladder that is specifically used for dovecotes, it's not a problem. But in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where his actions are unlikely to be observed, everyone agrees it is mutter. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder, as he moved it from one dovecote to the next, spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if it's so, the Beis Shammai's prohibition does not apply where one's actions are unlikely to be observed. For Rav Yehuda said, And the name of Rav, Kol Makom She'asu Chachamim, Fnei Maaseh Ayin, Avil B'Chadrei Chadarim Asur. Wherever the Rabban prohibit an act because of Maaseh Ayin, the act is prohibited even in one's most private chambers. The Gemara answers that Rav Chanan has the authority to dispute Rav's ruling, for the question of prohibiting the issue of Maaseh Ayin, Avil B'Chadrei Chadarim, is a Malchokes Tanai. For his Tana Braisa, if one's clothing became soaked, Shotchen B'Chama Avlo K'neged Ha'am. He may spread them out in the sun to dry on Shabbos, but he may not do so before people, meaning in an area viewed by people. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ruled that this is prohibited even in a secluded area. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, and was told that he was not permitted to return the ladder. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa with a different version of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which taught, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one may take a ladder from one dovecote to another. They argued only in regard to returning the ladder to its original place. Beis Shammai say, in machzirin, one may not return the ladder after using it, but Beis Hillel say one may even return it. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, although Beis Shammai prohibit the carrying of the ladder on Yantav, they conceded that it is permitted to take a ladder to a dovecote to fetch birds for one's Yantav meal because it serves a Yantav need. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of birdkeepers. Minion. That must be more in Daf Yud. The minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who is busy handling his dove from the first brood, which reminds us that the next mission discusses how the muktzah status of the birds in the dovecote are removed. Beis Shammai say that one may not take doves from a dovecote on Yantav unless he handled those very doves erev Yantav. But Beis Hillel say it's sufficient that one stands before Yantav and says, I'll take this dove and that dove without actually handling them. Rav Chanan bar Ami said that Malkokas is with the Bricha Rishona, the first brood of the season. So the minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who was busy handling his doves from the first brood, were distraught as they saw that the white and black doves didn't stick to their color-coded dovecotes. Which reminds us that the mission was coming to teach that in the case of finding white doves in the pigeonhole one had designated for black ones, and black ones in the pigeonhole that he designated for white ones, that there also for it might have occurred that the designated doves flew away, and these are different doves in the dovecote. The Gemara suggests this supports Rabbi Chanina's principle of rov v'karov holach achar rov. When a conflict arises between the principles of majority and proximity, we follow the principle of rov. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that the case involves a dovecote with a platform in front of it on which birds from elsewhere constantly roost. Therefore, even if one assumes the birds came from the closest location, there are still muktzah since the majority of birds are muktzah. So the minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man who was busy handling his doves from the first brood were distraught as they saw that the white and black doves didn't stick to their color-coded dovecotes, while young little bird left his group and hopped away. Which reminds us, we compare a case of designating three birds and finding only two to putting aside two mana of Maaseh Sheni and finding only one. Since birds hop around, it's presumed one wandered off, and therefore the other two are presumed to be from the original three. Whereas with a Maaseh Sheni, the Rabbanan hold that since people generally do not separate their Maaseh Sheni money before taking it to Yerushalayim, it must be the person forgot that he took all the Maaseh Sheni money and replaced it with Chulin. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.